This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Millions of people hunkered down against a deep freeze Sunday to ride out the winter storm that has killed at least 34 people across the United States. The Arctic blast has trapped some residents inside homes with heaping snowdrifts and knocked out power to scores of homes and businesses. The scope of the storm has been nearly unprecedented, stretching from the Great Lakes near Canada to the Rio Grande along the border with Mexico. The National Weather Service says about 60% of the U.S. population has faced some sort of winter weather advisory or warning. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed that Russia is ready for talks to end the war in Ukraine, even as the country faced more attacks from Moscow, a clear sign that peace was not imminent. Putin said in a state television interview, excerpts of which were released Sunday afternoon, that Russia is prepared to negotiate some acceptable outcomes with all the participants of the process. He said that it's not us who refuse talks, it's them, something the Kremlin has repeatedly stated in recent months as its 10-month-old invasion kept losing momentum. Putin also repeated that Moscow has no other choice and said he believed the Kremlin was acting in the right direction. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has defended what he says is his country's position of impartiality on the war in Ukraine and signaled that China would deepen ties with Russia in the coming year. Wang on Sunday also blamed America for the deterioration in relations between the world's two largest economies, saying that China has firmly rejected the United States' erroneous China policy. China's refusal to condemn the invasion of Ukraine and join others in imposing sanctions on Russia has further frayed ties and